J-E-L-L.
The Jell-O Program, starring Jack Benny with Mary Livingston, Phil Harris, Dennis Day, and yours truly, Don Wilson. The orchestra opens the program with All in Favor, Say Aye. They say that a man is known by the company he keeps. Well, I'd say that many a woman is known by the meals she serves to her company. Now you can always be sure of yourself when you're planning Jell-O for dessert. You know from the very start that it's bound to be a success. No matter how you serve it, Jell-O is a triumph. A shimmering mold of strawberry Jell-O garnished with nuts and whipped cream. Sherbet glasses of twinkling Jell-O cubes. Rich red cherry or sea green lime. A beautiful mold of layered Jell-O. Golden lemon with rose-colored raspberry. Foamy whipped Jell-O as light as a cloud. Oh, there are dozens and dozens of ideas, all grand-looking and all grand-tasting. For Jell-O brings you that wonderful extra-rich flavor that can't be topped for delicious goodness. Just be sure to look for those big red letters on the box that spell Jell-O. For that name is a trademark, the property of General Foods, and it tells you here is the real thing. The one and only Jell-O. That was All in Favor, Say Aye, played by the orchestra. Now, ladies and gentlemen, tonight Jack Benny officially opens his social season with a Halloween masquerade party at his house for the whole gang. So without further ado, we whisk you to Jack's home in Beverly Hills. Take it away.
Aye, aye, in a Rancho Grande. Aye, aye, no Donda Villa.
Rochester, hand me those slippers.
Okay, boss. A una rancha vita, caligramedicia.
Rochester, will you please stop that yodeling and help me with my costume? I want to be all dressed up when the others get here.
You sure look funny in that outfit, boss. Who are you supposed to be?
What's that?
What famous character are you struggling to convey?
Look, Rochester, I'm wearing a red jacket with a lace collar, a plush hat with a plume in it, and silk tights. Now, who am I?
I don't know.
I'm Romeo. Romeo.
The great lover?
Yes.
Say, boss, ain't you present a little?
Rochester, stop worrying about me and my costume. This is just what they wore in those days. My goodness, haven't you ever seen a Shakespearean play?
I never saw the Mikado till they swung it.
Then don't be a critic. Now get busy and put those jack-o'-lanterns in the window.
Okay, boss.
And Rochester, I thought I told you to spread those corn stalks all around the living room. We gotta have some atmosphere.
Can't we have atmosphere that's easier to clean up?
Rochester, I wouldn't complain. Now get busy before the guests arrive. Answer the door. Gee, I wonder if I got these tights on backwards. Oh, well, they're the same either way. I guess they're all right.
Hello, Rochester.
Hello, Miss Livingston.
Oh, hello, Mary. Hey, Mary, this is a masquerade, and you're wearing a fur coat. What are you supposed to be?
A fan dancer at the North Pole.
Well, it is pretty cold there.
Oh, Jack, I was only kidding. I got my costume on underneath. Look.
Well, I'll be darned, a campfire girl. Gee, that's cute, Mary.
Thanks. What are you supposed to be, Jack, in those silk tights?
What am I supposed to be? I'm Romeo.
Romeo?
Yes.
You mean the Romeo in Romeo and Juliet?
Of course. Why?
You look like you fell off the balcony.
Oh, I do.
No kidding, Jack. Of all the things to wear, gee, that looks silly.
Mary, it's not silly. I got this Romeo costume because he was the greatest lover of all time.
Did you get a book of instructions with it?
Never mind. Now, Mary, we're having a swell party tonight, so try and be nice.
Who's coming, Jack?
Well, there's Don Wilson and Dennis Day and Phil Harris.
Yeah?
And then I invited Barbara Stanwyck and Robert Taylor, Carol Lombard and Clark Gable, Tyrone Power and Annabella, and Ginger Rogers.
Gee, what names? Are they all coming?
No, they had a headache. Isn't that too bad?
Yeah, every time you give a party, there's an epidemic.
Oh, well, we'll have lots of fun with our own little gang. I hate celebrities. Hey, Rochester, stay away from that punch bowl.
I just wanted to see if it was strong enough.
Strong enough?
Yeah, the last party you gave, nobody passed out.
Rochester, I don't give those kind of parties. That's just plain fruit juice.
Mm-hmm. Poor Mr. Hess.
Don't feel so sorry for him. The shock will do him good.
Say, Jack, can I help you get the food ready?
Thanks, Mary, but Mrs. Day has volunteered to help me. She's out in the kitchen now.
Mrs. Day? You mean Dennis's mother is helping you?
Yes.
And she's going to prepare the food?
Certainly.
And you're going to eat it?
Of course. We're friends now. Gee whiz, Mary, don't be so suspicious.
Gee.
I told Mrs. Day she could prepare the whole meal.
I'm dining out!
Rochester! You'll stay right here and take a chance like I do. Gosh, Mary, to hear you talk, you'd think Mrs. Day was gonna... You'd think she was gonna poise... Oh, perish the thought. Anyway, Mary, when you get to know Mrs. Day, she's a very sweet woman.
Hey, boss.
Yes?
Where do you want me to hang this mistletoe?
Mistletoe? Don't put that up now. That's for Christmas.
Let him alone, Jack. It'll help your Romeo costume.
Mary, I can do all right by myself. Now, let's see.
Mr. Benny, I was wondering... Oh, good evening, Miss Livingston.
Hello, Mrs. Day.
Oh, is there anything I can do for you, Mrs. Day?
I can't seem to find the sugar. Where do you keep it?
The sugar? Have you looked in the sugar bowl?
Yes, and all I found was $85.
Oh, yes, that's my little nest egg number 12. Say, Rochester, where do we keep the sugar?
$85 is sugar to me.
Well, you just forget where it is. Mrs. Day, I think you'll find the sugar on the second shelf right in back of the shoe polish. It's in a big can.
Thank you, Mr. Benny.
You're welcome. And by the way, Mrs. Day, from now on, let's not be so formal. Please call me by my first name, Jack.
Very well, Jack. And I want you to call me Lucretia.
Lucretia?
I hope I don't get your plate.
Now, Mary, that's just a coincidence. Mrs. Day wouldn't... Oh, don't try and scare me. Rochester! Rochester, what are you doing at that punch bowl?
I was just going to pour in a little Central Avenue oomph.
I told you I didn't want any alcohol in it. I wanted to be plain fruit juice.
Shucks, people won't even bob for apples in that.
Never mind. See who's at the door, Rochester.
Okay, boss.
Well, they're coming. How does my costume look, Mary?
Your tights are a little droopy. Pull them up.
Oh, yeah.
Hello, Mr. Day. Come on in.
Hello, Rochester.
Why, Dennis. Mary, look at him.
Well, I'll be darned.
Dennis, this is a costume party.
I know. I'm supposed to be a tramp.
A tramp? What are you wearing a tuxedo for?
Gee, this is Hollywood, ain't it?
Oh, I see. You're a colossal tramp. Well, that's... that's very novel.
Oh, say, Miss Livingston, you look wonderful in that campfire girl suit.
Thank you, Dennis.
And you too, Mr. Benny. You make a swell ballet dancer.
I'm not a ballet dancer. I'm Romeo. Romeo.
Why don't you have some cards printed, Jack?
That won't be necessary. Now, Dennis.
Yes, please?
Dennis, don't think I invited you over to my house to work tonight, but we're going to have a little entertainment later on. It'd be nice if you'd sing a number.
Oh, I'd be glad to, Mr. Benny. Oh, do you mind if I run through it first?
No, go right ahead. There's a piano right there. Would you like me to accompany you on the violin? Would you, Dennis?
Gee, I'm afraid to say no.
Oh.
That gives you an idea, Jack. Now leave the kid alone.
Okay, go ahead, Dennis. Try out your song. Mary, the gang will be here pretty soon. Help me count this silverware. You take... you take the spoon. Now here's the...
Oh, Mr. Benny, have you any iodine?
Yes, Mrs. Day, there... What?
I knew it.
What was that, Mrs. Day?
I said, have you any iodine?
Iodine?
Yes, I just cut my finger.
Let me see that. Gee, that's swell. I mean, that's too bad. Oh, Mrs. Day, you want some iodine? You'll find a bottle in the medicine chest.
Thank you.
Dennis, go ahead with your song. Gee, for a minute, I... Gee, well... Mary, get me a glass of water.
I poured my heart into a song, and when you hear it, please remember from the start, you won't be hearing just the words and tune of a song. You will be listening. listening to my heart. I poured my heart into a song, and I'm afraid the words I chose are not so smart. I couldn't think of clever things to say in my song. I had to say it with my heart. If it's never played on the hit parade, it will still contain a heart that is beating true. If it's not a hit, I won't mind a bit, long as it conveys the love that I bear for you. Here is my heart wrapped in a song, and if you take it, please don't tear my song apart. For if you do, you won't be just destroying a song. You will be tearing off my heart.
Dennis, that was swell. It's really a lovely song.
Yeah, why don't you sing it on our program sometime?
That's not a bad idea. Now make yourself at home, Dennis. The others will be here pretty soon. Rochester, for the third time, will you please stay away from that punch bowl?
Well, I'm worried about it.
Well, it's no concern of yours. It's just plain fruit juice, and it's going to stay that way.
You mean there's no hope for advancement?
Exactly. Now get away from there. Well, here comes some more of them. Mary, why don't you go out in the kitchen and help Mrs. Day?
You mean watch her, don't you?
I mean help her. Don't try and scare me every minute.
Hello, Rochester. Hello, everybody.
Hello, Mr. Wilson.
Oh, for heaven's sake.
My goodness, Don. What kind of a costume is that? What are you supposed to be?
A dish of Jell-O.
Oh, yes. I see those sliced bananas around your neck. My, you're a heaping dish, aren't you?
What's that on your head, Don?
Whipped cream.
Whipped cream? Well, that's a novelty. I bet you win a prize tonight for the best costume.
Oh, Mr. Benny.
Yes, Dennis.
I was wondering if I could see Carmichael. You know, I've never seen a real polar bear.
Why, of course, Dennis, although he's a little grouchy tonight. You know, he's mad because I wouldn't let him come to the party.
Well, some other time, maybe.
No, Dennis, you can see him right now. Rochester, take Dennis upstairs and show him Carmichael.
Carmichael?
Yes.
I'd better not disturb him, boss. He's reading Grapes of Wrath.
I'm reading that. Take it away from him.
Take it away from him? He's using my thumb for a bookmark now.
Oh, don't exaggerate. Now take Dennis upstairs. Never mind, answer the door. That guy has to argue about everything.
Say, Jack, I must tell you, you look swell in that Romeo costume.
You see, Miss Livingston? Well, thanks, Don. How'd you know I was Romeo?
Mary pinned the sign on your back.
Mary! Let's see that sign. Oh, fine. Romeo kicked me. Mary, throw this away.
Well, well, Mr. Harris, come on in.
Hi, everybody. Come on in, fellas.
Hey, Phil, I'm glad you brought your band along.
Say, Jackson, you sure got the house fixed up swell.
Haven't I, though?
Oh, boy, look at those corn stalks.
Wouldn't you know it, folks? The first thing. Well, I suppose you fellas are all thirsty. There's a nice bowl of punch on the other side of the room. Walk over and have a drink.
It ain't worth the trip.
That's none of your business, Rochester. Say, Phil, that's not a bad-looking costume you've got on. May I ask whom you represent in that cap and gown?
I'm a college professor.
Oh, professor. Phil, I don't like to say this, but you haven't got the mentality for your costume, has he, Mary?
No, and you haven't got the body for yours.
Mary, regardless of what you think, I do look like Romeo.
No kidding. Are you supposed to be Romeo?
That's me, Phil, the great lover.
Oh, no, Jackson. No, no.
Phil, it's not that unbelievable, so don't knock yourself out. Hey, Rochester, I thought I told you to take Dennis upstairs to see the polar bear.
Maybe he's asleep.
He's not asleep. Now, show Dennis that trick you did with Carmichael yesterday.
You mean the one where I put my head in his mouth?
That's it. That's the one.
That was no trick. He just caught me when I was bending over.
Well, he was only playing. Now, take Dennis upstairs.
Can't I go up and see the bear alone, Mr. Benny?
Of course you can, Dennis. His room is right at the head of the stairs. Now, run along.
Thanks. Goodbye, please.
Isn't he polite, huh?
Oh, Jack, you ought to have your head examined.
Mary, I look all right.
I mean sending that kid upstairs alone with a polar bear.
Oh, well, Dennis is perfectly safe. Carmichael isn't vicious. He's just playful.
Playful?
Yes.
Next time he plays with me, we're going to have bear and dumplings.
Rochester, if you lay a hand on Carmichael, I'll send you back to that cabin in the cotton. Now, remember that.
How soon are we going to eat, Jack? I'm getting hungry.
Are you down? Well, I got a surprise for you. Mrs. Day is out in the kitchen preparing the dinner.
You mean Dennis's mother?
Yes, we're pals now.
Say, that's wonderful, isn't it?
We shall see, the captain shouted.
Mary, I want you to stop with that silly idea of yours. Mrs. Day is preparing... Hey, Rochester! Rochester, what did you put in that punch bowl?
You mean just now?
Yes, just now. What did you put in that punch?
I was just stirring it.
Rochester, what did you put in that punch?
It could have been an idle gesture, you know.
Rochester, for the last time, what did you put in that punch?
Yo-ho-ho in a bottle of rum.
Rum?
One side, man. I'm the leader.
Phil, take it easy, fellas. There's punch enough for everybody. I'll see you later, Rochester. Oh, Mrs. Day, I was just telling Don about the marvelous meal you're preparing. How's it coming along?
Oh, fine. I just took the pumpkin pie out of the oven.
Pumpkin pie? Oh, boy.
And you know what, Mr. Benny?
What?
I had some crust left over, so I made a special little pie just for you.
Well, I'm sure. I'm sure it'll be delicious, Mrs. Day. Say, fellas. Before we go into eat, what do you say we have a little entertainment? You know, everyone do something.
Oh, okay, yeah, yeah. Yeah. Everybody take part.
Okay, what do we do?
Well, how about Mary and Phil singing a number?
That's swell. How about it, Mary?
Oh, Jack, I don't want to sing.
Me neither.
All right, then I'll tell you what. I'll play a good hot violin solo. How's that?
Let's sing, Phil. We haven't a minute to lose.
I knew that would do the trick. Come on, Phil. You too, Mary. Go ahead and sing. Wait a minute. Hold everything. Come in. Well, who's this?
I don't know. He's got on a white sheet and he's wearing a mask.
Yeah, he's disguised as a ghost.
Yeah, I wonder who it is. Who are you, stranger?
I ain't talking. You gotta guess.
Gee, I wonder who that can be.
Maybe it's Clark Gable. You invited him.
That's right. Are you Clark Gable, mister?
No, but you're hot.
Gee, this is a mystery, all right, huh?
Come on, be a sport. Take your mask off, stranger.
Yes, the suspense is awful.
Okay, fellas. Hiya, Buck.
Well, I'll be doggone. It's Andy Devine. Well, Andy.
I sure had you fooled, didn't I?
You certainly did. Well, make yourself at home, Andy. Come on, take off that sheet.
I can't do it, Buck. There's nothing under here but me.
Oh, well, then keep it on, by all means. Say, Andy, what do you think of my costume? How do you like these tights?
It's swell. What are you supposed to be, a Floridora girl?
No, I'm not a Floridora girl. I'm Romeo.
Romeo?
Yes.
Well, I guess closer than you did.
I don't know about that. Well, Andy, go over there and have a glass of punch. And Phil, you come back here. You gotta sing.
Coming, Jackson.
Sit down, Andy. Phil and Mary are gonna do a song, and then we'll all have something to eat.
Oh, that's well.
What's it gonna be, Phil?
Well, it's a brand new song called Make With the Kisses.
Okay, and Don and I'll take the second chorus. Hit it, boys.
Make with the kisses.
Make with the sighs.
Make with the baby talk. Give with the eyes.
Here I am making with the I'll be true.
And everyone's making love to someone. What goes with you?
Make with the kisses. Make with the thrill.
Make with the snuggle up. That brings the chill.
The sky's making with the moon above.
It couldn't be brighter, homey, tighter.
Make with the love.
Take it, Don, take it.
Make with the lemon. Make with the lime.
You make with Jell-O most all the time.
That's what I like to do, and it's my job.
It fills the billsy.
Quiet, Filsy. You're on the cob.
Make with the cherry. Strawberry, too.
Well, how about raspberry?
That goes for you.
Let's get together now and give a cheer. Be a good fellow.
Make with Jell-O.
And we'll work next year.
Hey! Well, that was very clever, Don.
Hey, Buck, how about singing a chorus?
Oh, no, Andy, nothing doing. We'll be eating pretty soon.
Come on and get it, everybody. Food's on the buffet. No cover charge.
Yeah, this way, everybody, and help yourself.
Oh, let me at it. I can hardly wait. Gee, with
oh, Jack, look at that lovely buffet. Mrs. Day certainly fixed a swell supper.
Oh, boy. Jell-O, baked ham, spaghetti, pickles.
Uh-huh.
Salad, cheese, candied yams.
Yes, sir.
And a great big dish of caviar.
Yike! I thought I hid that. Oh, well, it's Halloween. Help yourselves, boys. Come
oh,
on.
Oh, okay. Get plenty of it.
Phil, unless that plate you're fixing is for your whole band, take it easy. My goodness. Mary, look what you did. Look what you dropped on my new Chinese rock. Look what you did with your dunk of the dock.
Well.
What?
Well, it's chop suey, so don't worry.
No worries, he says. I'll never get that out.
Have some more baked ham, Mr. Devine. It's mighty good, mighty delicious.
Don't sell it, just serve it. And please, everybody, stop grabbing.
This is sure a swell party, Buck. I wish Ma and Pa could be here.
Say, why didn't you bring them along, Andy?
Well, it's Halloween, and they had to stay home and keep an eye open.
Oh.
You know, we live out in the country where things ain't so modern.
Well, they're sure missing a good time, huh?
Well, folks, how do you like the food?
Oh, oh really, really marvelous. I've never eaten.
Really, it's swell, Mrs. Day. It's wonderful.
Now, everybody, be sure and save room for some nice homemade pumpkin pie.
Hmm.
And here's the little one I made especially for you, Mr. Benny.
Gee, thanks.
Here you are.
Well, take it.
Don't rush me. Well, it certainly looks delicious, doesn't it, Phil? Huh?
Yeah. Mind if I taste it?
No, of course not. Here, have a bite.
Thanks. Mmm, not bad.
Next week, Guy Lombardo and his Royal Canadian.
Mary, you like it, Phil?
Let me have a bite of that, too. I want to see if I made it sweet enough.
You mean you... You're going to eat a little piece of this little pie, Mrs. Day?
Of course, why not?
Oh, nothing. Darn you, Mary Livingston. Well, let's dig in. Pumpkin pie. Oh, boy. Gosh, this is swell.
I kind of had you going there, didn't I, Jack?
You did not. I knew you were kidding all the time.
The color's coming back into your face, too.
Well, that's good. Now, fellas, as soon as we get through eating, we're going to play games. What'll it be?
I know. Let's play post office.
Why, Mrs. Day, Lucretia. I'll tell you what. What's that?
It's Carmichael.
What's the matter with him?
Mother, mother, help, help.
Oh, my goodness, it's Dennis.
And Carmichael's right behind him.
Dennis, what are you doing with that bear?
Grab him, Rochester.
I got him, boss. Now he's got me.
Well, hang on to him. Carmichael, let go of Dennis. Don, get away from that ham.
Man the lifeboat.
Quiet. Carmichael, quiet. Carmichael, quiet. Quiet, I say.
Carmichael, shut up.
Thanks, Mrs. Day. That stopped him.
Stopped him? He fainted.
That's good. Are you all right, Dennis?
Oh, sure. That was fun.
Fun?
Dennis, don't you ever tease that animal again.
But, Mother,
Never mind. Don't argue. Well, come on, everybody. Let's play post office.
Okay, post office.
Well, here it is, that spooky time of year again, when witches on broomsticks are apt to go fluttering past your housetop. In other words, folks, it's Halloween time, and what better way to celebrate the occasion than to have orange jello for dessert. Orange jello with that clear, glowing, golden color that's highly appropriate for Halloween. Molded in fancy shapes and decorated with fluffy whipped cream. Small chocolate cookies on the side will add to the color scheme, and you'll have a swell dessert. For orange jello is a lovely sight to see, with that gay, sunshiny color, and it's swell to eat. Chuck full of delicious, extra-rich fruit flavor, as refreshing and inviting as sun-ripened oranges. Every spoonful brings you back for more, but remember, to enjoy this wonderful, extra-rich fruit flavor, you must be sure to ask for jello by name. Don't accept any substitutes for jello's fresh, glowing beauty, jello's full-bodied flavor. Look for those big red letters on the box when you buy. They spell Jell-O.
Number of the fourth program in the new Jell-O series, and we will be with you again next Sunday night at the same time. You'll have to excuse me now, folks. We're still playing post office. Oh, Mary, did a message come for me yet?
Yes, the man's here for that Romeo costume.
Oh, and just when I got rolling. Good night, folks.
J-E-L-L.
Here's news. Every Tuesday night, the Aldrich family is on the air, starring Ezra Stone as Henry Aldrich, that lovable hard luck kid. Consult your local newspaper for time and stations, and be sure to tune in the Aldrich family next Tuesday night.
This is the National Broadcasting Company.